Gonna go out there and play basketball and win.
And win?
Yeah.
And how many games?
Six. We're gonna win in six.
Breaking news, the Milwaukee Bucks have just fired head coach Adrian Griffin. That's right, the Milwaukee Bucks have said see ya to their head coach, first time, Adrian Griffin. We all saw it. The product on the court this year was not championship caliber. There is no doubt that Giannis, potentially Damian Lillard, had something to do with it. And I can't wait to get into today's show. It's been a while, Bucks fans, but hey, this is certainly something worth talking about. My name is KJ Eichstead. I'm joined by my co-host, Alex, and this is the Ike Bucks Podcast. Alex, I'm going to kick it to you. Monumental news. You know, we talked to the Bucks fans when Damian Lillard was brought in. There's been very little to really speak on since that move, right? Like, Bucks fans may have been like, where's Ike Bucks been? Well, apart from that Damian Lillard kind of like knocked down the shot, apart from kind of like a charity clap-clap for Chris Middleton, you know, getting a lot of points for the Bucks in a Bucks uniform, there really hasn't been anything worth kind of talking about in Bucks basketball this season. I mean, it's still before the All-Star break, which is no doubt why the move was made now. Like, you're not going to make a move like this in March or after the All-Star break. If you're going to do it, you have to do it now. And I just want to get your immediate reaction, Alex, because this is certainly worthy of an emergency pod. What's your take? Welcome to the show.
I'm hyped, Bucks fans. I'm back. I'm full. Let's go. When I first saw the Bucks hire Adrian Griffin, I was like, how long is it going to be before we fire this guy?
How
long is it
going
to be before we have to stomach watching this basketball? And finally, they've had enough. And that's a reassuring feeling to me as a Bucks fan, is to seeing a quick axe. It took a long time compared to Coach Bud, compared to the other Jason Kidd, arguably even Larry Drew, right? And Bucks fans
Larry,
now
longer leash and grit.
But Adrian Griffin getting the... He got, you know,
he got the axe,
terminated.
Bro. He got the
terminated.
Sack.
He got the sack. 43 games into the season at 30-13. I mean, if you're around the league, you're probably wondering what type of scandal's coming out of this next, because you probably can't believe your eyes. Like, the Bucks are 30-13. I know I haven't been watching them that much, but like, what type of scandal is about to come out about Adrian Griffin? We'll see, but I think it's mostly contributed to the fact that probably Giannis and the product on the court, Cage.
Yeah.
Where do you stand, I guess, on the possibility that there's more to this story?
You know, man, I wouldn't be surprised if there really isn't more to this story. That's why when I first saw the news, I was like, this makes perfect sense, because anybody who's watched a minute of Bucks basketball this year understands that this isn't a quality, like, product out there right now. You know, like, we can sure try and, like, punch the air and feel good about Damian Lillard and our big three scoring 145, but we're giving up like 144 a night, and you can't win a championship like that. And it's funny, Alex, because actually about 2 weeks ago I had a conversation, you know, Bucks fans, we got some sources, you know, we got some sources around here, and I actually heard inside intel that he was not long for the team. And basically where Coach Bud, like, for all of his flaws, was actually very beloved by the players, Adrian Griffin was not liked by the players. He kind of came in and he tried to assert himself. And I guess, like, maybe you could get away with that in high school. Maybe you could get away with that in middle school. Maybe you could even get away with that in college. But in the NBA, even, like, when you pay these guys this much money, like, you kind of have to have that earned respect, unless you're just an genius, which Adrian Griffin clearly wasn't. You know, the product on the court, it keeps going back to that. It's a results-based business. The management clearly thought Giannis or whoever, they wouldn't have done this without Giannis and Dame buy-in, frankly. They wouldn't have done it if the product was good on the court and it was a trash product. And yes, we won some games, but it's like, how do you not win games in the NBA when you have Giannis, Dame, and Middleton, and Brooke, and all these guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a lot of underachieving going on. I think Bobby Portis is underachieving. I think Pat Connaughton's underachieving. I think the team in general is underachieving, and I was not excited for us to get bounced prematurely again, so that's why I'm very happy to see this move being made. But it's interesting, because I actually did hear some birds. I didn't think he was going to get fired, honestly, but I did hear some birds talk about how it was actually more dire than people believed. And what's interesting, Alex, is like the older you get in life and the more you go through life, I think credibility is just so important, right? Like when you're young, you're like, oh, this is your coach, like because he is, right? Like this is your teacher. Listen to him because he is. Like this is so-and-so. Pay attention to him because we told you so. Like when you're one of the best people on the planet, you know, like for example, like Giannis at the sport of basketball, or maybe it's Dame, maybe it's Chris, whoever. Like, and someone doesn't know what they're talking about, it's hard to really buy in. Like, you can be like, well, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But when it comes to, like, winning, that might not matter as much. But when it comes to winning championships, it's everything. Like, you got to have someone there who can help you elevate your game to the tip-top level. And I know for Alex and I, when it comes to branding and stuff like that, like, Packers doing millions and millions of impressions, you know, it's like, I personally don't like to take social media advice from people who have no idea, like, how to grow their accounts, how to like blow up their accounts and stuff like this and go viral and stuff like this. So the same thing applies to whatever field you're in, right? Like if you're not going to necessarily take financial advice from a plumber, you know, you're not going to ask like a chef to build your house, right? You're going to ask like a subject matter expert or something like that. And Adrian Griffin just wasn't getting it done. This is his first time becoming a head coach. Like, was it a charity hire? Good question, man. I mean, the Raptors really haven't done anything since Kawhi put the team on his back. Nick Nurse looked to be scapegoated. I know a lot of Bucks fans wanted him in the offseason. That ship has sailed. There's a ton to dive into. But to answer your question, I don't necessarily think there is an accompanying scandal. But if there is, it's like, okay, whatever. You know, like ultimately, what I care about is winning another championship and winning, frankly, several championships in Giannis's window. Because, frankly, we've underachieved, man. You cannot just have one championship with a great, potentially one of the top greatest basketball players of all time. You got to get at least three. You got to get at least three, potentially even four or five, you know, and that's kind of where I'm at. What about you? I know we have some names in consideration here, but keep going. Take it for a sec.
You made me think about how Adrian Griffin,
no cred,
was the outcast. He was now outcast from the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, organization, fired, gone. We're going to go forward with everybody but you. So that says something deeper on the court, in the locker room. I don't think, Cage, there was that mutual respect, right? That's point one. Because if Giannis respects you, he's probably going to fight for you, at least give you a shot. He's going to give you a chance. And if you could never get that buy-in, that is really concerning. Here's the flip side of things. A new coach comes in and say the performance on the Bucks slacks even further, then you're going to have to look in the mirror and address the problem that it's probably the players who have not been hungry enough. And, Cage, that is almost just as an honest question to ask about this team. Where do you stand? Like, I think if you bring in a potential name like Doc Rivers, he's been thrown around early. Is that someone who will just whip them into shape, or is he still going to have a tough time like getting the Bucks to play defense and things like this?
Well, see, the difference between Doc Rivers and Adrian Griffin is they're similar coaches in the sense where they are kind of like the hard-nosed style coaches. But the difference is Doc Rivers actually has credibility, right? Like he's able to, you know, he's got a championship, whether he won that with the Celtics or you want to give him credit with that or not. Like, he won a championship, and that's hard to do in the NBA, right? Like, Coach Bud only had one of them. You know, there's so many coaches who'd never won a championship as a coach, and there's only a handful of them that have won more than one. So you got to give Doc Rivers, like, a baseline level of respect. And frankly, like, he got really far with some teams, like whether it be the Clippers or whether it be the Philadelphia 76ers, that were fatally flawed, in my opinion, right? Like, you have Joel Embiid and you have some talent, whether it be like Chris Paul and in Lob City and in the Clippers land. But I personally, from afar, could see how fatally flawed those teams are. I was like, look, they're just not going to win you a championship. So that's like almost a false expectation. Doc Rivers kind of died on the sword there, for better, for worse. He is someone who garners respect. I mean, whether Bucks fans want to thumb their nose at him or not, I'm not saying he's like my favorite choice. A guy that comes to my mind is Terry Stotts. And it brings us back to the beginning of the season, Bucks fans, when it was all gravy. They had Terry Stotts, the former Bucks coach, bring him back after a successful run in Portland. He was Damian Lillard's good buddy. And, you know, things were going smooth until there was like a power struggle in practice. And Terry Stotts is like, look, there's no way I can win this power struggle. They just hired this guy. There are other circumstances at play. Like, I'm going to resign and just do the thing with dignity. That should have been like, I mean, it was a red flag right there, but I think people looked past it a little bit. And this just kind of exemplifies. I think there's pretty much like two
names
you could go for.
They're probably calling Terry based on that.
You could probably call
50% Terry.
Yeah, 50 Terry, 50 Doc. And frankly, both of those coaches give us a better chance to win than Adrian Griffin, man. Like, whatever we want to say, you made a phenomenal point about the players. Like, say whatever you want. The Bucks have not given two you-know-whats about playing defense in a while, man. And that's huge. Whatever team is going to win the championship, you have to be able to score. But guess what? Every single team in the NBA can score these days. You have to be able to get stops. And, like, the Bucks just frankly didn't care enough to get stops, man. So the product was underwhelming. I think everybody thought we were headed towards a bad place. Like, imagine if you had a second-round or first-round exit again. That's when the Giannis trade rumors start going crazy. And we know that they're never going to trade Giannis, or at least I pray to God they don't. If they do, we're going to have to go – we're going to have to do something to prevent that. Yeah. But like if the Bucks didn't have, like, an – Frankie, you got to make it to the finals, bro. Like, we've been underachieving for a while. The Bucks have to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals as, like, the floor. You know, like the lowest bar. And, like, we got to get to the finals and either win or lose. And, frankly, we should be winning championships every year with this squad we have. Like, thoughts on that?
I agree, and I want to throw out a name because as KG was talking about the credibility factor, I was going through my head list of coaches that are credible that Damian Lillard, Giannis, and Chris Middleton would respect, right? And that list is not a lot. It's not a long list. Adrian Griffin should have never been on that list. He never was.
How in the heck was he hired? I have no idea, man. Tangent.
Blows
yeah,
my mind. But back to the point about the respect,
yeah.
Right? The credibility. The name that popped into my head, I actually looked up the other day because I was wondering, is this man still coaching? Is he still coaching the Big Blue? And the answer was yes. And I was like, no way. And I think they should give a call. No, to John Calipari.
Oh.
And see if he's done with Kentucky and wanting to move on like Saban and Belichick, maybe.
Yeah, he's probably sick of, like, yeah. But I don't see that happening simply because Kentucky's in, like, the top 10. And you know, they're mid-season. You know, he would never betray that fan base like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he were to make a move, it would be, like, a graceful move just like Nick Saban. He would have just, like, dropped the last 15 years of legacy, you know, like, to go and link up with Giannis.
He
like,
dropped Memphis pretty fast, if I recall.
But that's no, Memphis, kidding. Man. That's not Kentucky. And he's had so much success at Kentucky. I like where your head's at in terms of aiming high, aiming
I'm just saying in terms
respect.
Of respect. He's someone
exactly.
that they would respect.
Exactly. But, like, yeah, I think that one's a little less plausible because this is a midseason firing. So
your like, options I mean, are limited.
Well, and,
mid-season
like, everyone's,
firing.
Everyone's,
that's the downside
like,
here.
Everyone's talking about, like, Mark Jackson. I don't want him, bro. I don't want no. Mark Jackson. Like, he – I don't think – I think
he's – Here's a name
so,
for you,
he's
Cage.
He's more of, like, the
Here's
Adrian Griffin type. Yeah, go for it.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh, or Kenny the Jet, bro. Kenny the Jet Smith.
Maybe
you,
know,
you ain't hiring Charles Barkley.
No.
But let's say you hired the entire NBA on TNT. Just kidding. Okay, that's a tangent. But, like, yeah, you know, I think the more you talk about it, there's really only two names here. There's Doc Rivers and there's Terry Stotts. And Bucks fans, we encourage you to tweet at us. Like, what do you think? Is it going to be Terry Stotts? Is it going to be Doc Rivers? It's going to be something quick.
I would actually
you cannot, but you know who you cannot hire under any circumstances? And Bucks fans will probably be with me on this one. You cannot under any circumstances hire Joe Prunty, man. That guy is just not the guy.
Do Joe not Prunty. Make us go through that for a third time.
Yeah, like
OG
yeah.
Bucks fans remember.
Yeah, the Jason
but
Kidd.
Here's a thought I was going to throw out, Cage, is if you were to ask Shaquille O'Neal if he thinks Giannis is still chasing the monster, what do you think he would say?
Good question, man. I mean, I made a comment the other day to some people. It might have been even you that I was like, oh, look, Giannis opened up another company. It's like, dude, like, you've got, like, 10 times as many companies as you do rings now. And, like, you've got, like, 10 times as more companies launched in the last year than you did win playoff games in the last year. It's like, it's gotta be reined in a little bit. I mean, Giannis is someone who's not hurting for money. And Giannis is one of my favorite players of all time, Bucks fans. He actually is my favorite player. And if anyone accuses us of hating on Giannis, one, that's BS. And two, look at the pictures. We've actually been to Giannis's court in Greece in the last year and a half. So it's like, you know, say what you want to say. We've got the proof in the pudding, right? We've actually gone to Sapolia. It's actually like the hood in Athens. So we love Giannis, and we've demonstrated that love to Giannis. But
we could talk honestly about him.
The guy is not like. Enough with the companies, man. Get like 3 rings, 4 rings. You know what Kobe did? He retired and then was about to embark on his film ventures. You know, like, Kobe was about to do the same thing, honestly. But the only difference is he wasn't, like, open up companies for Mariah. He wasn't opening up companies for, you know, random this, random that. It's like, dude, we're fine with you pursuing, like, brand opportunities. Like, absolutely. But, like, make the main thing the main thing. And I think that's one thing a lot of athletes have heard before is you got to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing for Giannis was slipping a little bit. Like, he's clearly so talented. He has more talent in his pinky finger than, like, 99.9% of players in the league. But, like, man, if there's one downside on Giannis, it's focus. Straight up. I don't think he's got any other downside besides, like, free throws and three-point shooting. But, like, it's focus. And hopefully this refocuses him. Yeah.
I think so, too, right? A new coach, that's just good for the boys to get them on that championship mindset, set the tone. We didn't bring Damian to Milwaukee.
To not get 3 rings.
Having, like, an entertainment night, you know? Like, this
exactly,
is about rings.
Bro.
This is about rings. You're seeing Boston and Denver, those two teams kind of stay winning cage. And Milwaukee's, of course, in that conversation, like the Bucks because of Damian Lillard, the star factor. But I thought to myself, Milwaukee's that third team right now. They've fallen below Denver and Boston. If it would be a 7-game series, I would love to be proven otherwise.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so the hiring of this coach has to be one of those coaches that takes you from 3-1. And that is going to be very tough to find. Do you?
I think for that reason, it's going to be Doc, man. I think okay. He garners enough spec where instantly he'll walk in the locker room and, like, anybody would just listen to what he says, right? Like, regardless of whether you agree with it or not, you're at least going to give the man the time of day and listen to his perspective. And maybe you bring back Terry Stotts as well, right? Because we all know Doc is not perfect. And, like, I just want to keep reiterating, he's not my, like, favorite coach in the world. But, look, it's very difficult to win a ring. And the teams that he was on, that he was scapegoated off of, were fatally flawed. Like, if you watch basketball, you know that. You know the Clippers are fatally flawed. You know the Sixers were fatally flawed. You know the Bucks are a championship caliber squad, and there's a lot of Bucks fans who want to address them as well. We're like, what are you talking about, man? Bucks are like 2 or 3 in the East. It's like, with that squad, you could literally roll out of bed and sleepwalk your way through the NBA regular season and be the 2 seed in the East. The product on the court was pretty atrocious relative to, like, what it takes to win a championship. And I think that's why this move was made, man. I think everybody knew that they needed a change. Otherwise,
point
this could have been a second.
Wasn't like, good for the Bucks. It wasn't top 10 in the league.
That's seriously concerning. I mean, overall focus, you know, they were kind of tuning out the coach. I mean, I'm going to keep going back to it. Like, Bobby and Pat, bro. Massively, massively underachieved. Like, we know how good Pat can be. This guy was like, he was like top 10 in the NBA in 3-point shooting not that long ago. He was an impact in the play on the offense and the defense in the margins. He's doing good, man, but he's clearly not having his best year, you know? Like, so it's, yeah, you know, and I think this can only be a good thing for Pat. And you know what's interesting is, the trade deadline's coming up, right? And sure, we mortgaged the farm. Like, we didn't just mortgage the farm. We triple mortgaged the farm. And then we sold that on, like, the secondary market. The Bucks have very little assets left. So if Bucks fans are kind of thinking about a trade, I know there's been, like, some DeJounte Murray rumors floating around. It's like, for who? You know, like, are we really going to take on $30 million a year for him? I don't think so. I would rather not. I think we can. I don't think personnel is the problem.
Personnel's
I think focus
not
and defense has been the problem. Like, and frankly, coaching too, man. But I'm optimistic.
That's exciting. Me
Bucks
too.
Fans, this is a good thing. Like this,
we'll
is a
be
good
back
thing.
With the hiring news for
yeah,
sure.
This team is so stacked. Like all we got to do is just like tighten up a few things, and we could easily win. I'm not saying easily, but we could certainly win a ring. And that's what I think everybody should expect. Like, we're not here for participation trophies. I certainly am not. I don't think Giannis is either. Dame's trying to get his third or his first ring. Like, Brooke is trying to get his ring before another ring before he rides off into the sunset. Like,
perhaps Damian is actually the one who's furthest behind this move, KG, Colin, because he doesn't have the ring.
I think Damian is determined by any means necessary to get the ring, and he's probably already on the phone with Coach Stotts. Maybe you bring them both in, Bucks fans. Like, hey, Coach Stotts, it's Coach Stotts. It's like Happy Gilmore apologizing to Chubbs. Like, you were right. I was wrong. You're smart. I'm stupid. You're very attractive. I'm not that good looking. You know, like if anyone remembers. And then, he's begging Chubbs to coach him again. And I think the Bucks are going to be doing a little bit of that. Like, it could be Doc. It could be Terry Stotts. Either way, I think this is a good move, and I think Bucks fans should be optimistic. It gives everybody a reason to kind of, like, get energized back into it. Because I was having a hard time to be super energized about this team. Like, I could see all the talent, but I was like, man, this team is underachieving. And, like, they're not really the team that makes moves like this. Like, they're, like, chop-chop a guy in mid-season. I was happy to see that they're showing urgency like they do in frankly, like the Premier League in soccer. You have no choice but to win. And that's kind of where the Bucks are at in Giannis's career and Damian's career and Chris Middleton's career. Like, he's the guy that isn't really mentioned a ton, but he's older. You know, like, Chris Middleton's a little older, and he's not going to be around forever. So you don't just find, you know, complimentary top, you know, big three pieces like that that are willing to spend a lot of time in Milwaukee and be buying into the things and their role and all that. Chris Middleton's been a pro's pro, and he's third all time.
Dude, what a pro Chris has been, honestly.
In the Bucks, he's been like an unbelievable pro, man. You know, these guys are like, I want my own team. Like Kyrie.
I know.
Kyrie was like, I'll help you win one, LeBron, but then I'm going to demand a trade. And LeBron's like, don't trade him. Don't trade him. Damn, they traded him. You know, it was like a...
So, and that was the last ring that Kyrie won.
Yeah, so it's
for
fun.
For real.
Bucks fans.
Should have stuck with Bron.
Thanks for...
Dude, I'm still watching Bron throw down. You know, like, that's what's crazy. Bron's
gonna
still be out there throwing down.
It's going to be interesting to see what Darvin Ham and Bron and AD do. You know, you can't really count them out, but they're clearly more of like a flawed team. Once again, going back to that, It's the LeBron effect. He's good. You know, he may not be my favorite player, but he's certainly someone I respect, right? Like, he always goes back to that word, respect. So thanks so much for joining us for this emergency pod, Bucks fans. Like Alex said, we're going to come on here real soon, kind of give you guys and girls the lay of the land once they do make that move and make that new hire, and kind of we'll assess where the team stands going forward. Obviously, we always have maintained the real season starts after the All-Star break. That's coming up in a few weeks. It's going to be fun. But then we have a job to do. We're not here for fun and games. We're here to get the job done, and that's win another ring. No more first-round exits. No more second-round exits. This is championship or bust. Alex, any final thoughts?
Bucks fans, let's go get angry. Let's fear the deer again. I think the Bucks need to bring back that fear element to this team. Like, they should be fearing Damian Lillard, Middleton, and Giannis, but right now it's not that way. But this team has the potential to win a championship or multiple. So let's get multiple. That first one. Let's get that coach that can take us there. Thanks for being here with us, and we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time, Bucks fans. Fear the deer forever.